Blog Talk Radio.
I let a bitch get away with something last night. I shouldn't have let her get away with it.
And I'm saying, if you're trying to make having bitches a business, you already fucked.
Damn it. I'm trying out this new shit, and of course I'm having problems. But we gonna roll. Where am I? Okay. I hope you can hear me. I might have to turn this up. Hold on, fellas. Okay. Yeah, that's better. All right. Let's be doing this about tomorrow. That's what today's fucking shit is about. Tomorrow. What are we going to do with tomorrow? Shit. Are you going to let tomorrow come and go without trying to be different? I know I'm trying to be. Everything about me is different. What will tomorrow bring? That's what I want to know. What will tomorrow bring for you? I'm trying to find out. I want to know. Oh, shit. I wasn't ready today, fellas. I ain't even got my light on. I wasn't fucking ready. Oh, shit. And my goddamn camera. Shame. I couldn't help it, man. See, tomorrow brings you hope and a prayer. Hope is here now. And a prayer can help you manage. But what the fuck will tomorrow bring for you? You can sit there and ponder that all day long. But unless you be true, truthful to yourself, it ain't gonna do you no good. Hold on one second. All right. Okay. Wait. Okay, now here we go, brother. Yeah. Okay. Now, the thing that should happen is not necessarily going to happen. But what I'm saying is this. What tomorrow for me, what is it going to bring? It should bring joy. It should bring joy because the things that you see yourself accomplishing in the following days, tomorrow should always be a joyous occasion. Now, it should be joy because when you look back, you look back at what you've been doing, you see that you pushed yourself hard. And you see that you are capable of pushing even harder. My thing, what I believe, where I come from, is that you reap what you sow. You just do. So, if you put God first, you should be joyful. Because you just firmly believe that you're going to reap what you sow. And you're sowing real fine shit. You're not just throwing shit out there to see what sticks against the wall. No. You're placing things in position so that when this time comes, you'll be ready. Now, let's say you have, you believe that you reap what you sow, and you've actually laid the groundwork for a magnificent future. Let's say you've done that. It is so fucking hot in here. Let's say you've done that. You've laid the groundwork. Does it mean it's going to happen? Just because you laid the groundwork. This magnificent future you laid down is filled with boundless wonders that you've provided yourself to look forward to. This is going to be for you in your golden years, although you don't think like that. But that's what they're for. What I'm saying is, let's say you didn't did that. Okay, if you go down in history, what would it be for? And a lot of people don't think of that goddamn shit. Would it be for helping mankind? Shit. Or would it be because you invented something? Maybe you solved some sort of great problem that the country was having. I mean, you can go down in history for a lot of things. It could be because you opened a business that flourished and you fuck around and, you know, got in the Fortune 500 club. It don't have to be something that I just said. But it does need to be understood that we all have this gift. Everything I'm talking about right now, each and every one of us have it. You live now for tomorrow. You live tomorrow for your future. And in the future, you know, you're going to appreciate the history you made, hopefully. Because I'm going to make history. No doubt about it. There's no fucking doubt about it. I'm going down in history. At least that's the way I want it to go for me. I wonder if you think about this now, goddammit. I wonder if you knew a lawyer as an acquaintance. Guys kind of hung out together. Would you ever ask him a legal question? I think I would. Now, if that boy answered the question, he took his time and he explained a couple of things to me about this. Do you think I should ask him another question? And if I did ask him another question, do you think he should answer me? And if he did answer me, and he asked for a fee, should I trip? This is an example of critical thinking. And none of you ever do it. I do with almost everything I fucking think. It's very important for you to see how serious critical thinking is for your sanity. You got to see how serious critical thinking is for your progress. You have to deal with critical thinking for your confidence. If you think critically, you're gonna fucking miss a lot of problems that you're going through now. You're currently going through problems because you didn't think whatever the situation that brought the problem through. And it's a known fact that this is a tenet that you need to fucking adopt. I'm not a wordsmith. So I don't have a whole bunch of big words to tell you some kind of goddamn sentence that I can tell you with some little words. Why? Because I'm fucking you. You just don't know it. I'm you. We're the same. Not exactly the same. I've done some things. But what I'm saying is I speak to you in me and you terms. And that's because I don't fucking want to appear to think I'm like an educated bastard. I don't want nobody to think I'm smart, to think that I think I'm smarter than them. And people do that by using words that they have to explain to the people they're talking to. Now, I'd much rather use common language and have you understood, than have you, excuse me, understand the words. And say to me, damn, Rosebud, that made sense. Because you understood it. It's all about communication. If you're not communicating, then you're not actually supposed to get what you want as far as what you're getting, going after, I mean. I'm telling you, I've already told you guys, I'm going to get educated. I'm going to start a fucking school. And this goddamn school is going to be a viable institution. So, I mean, you know, I already got my education, already started my school, and it's already becoming a viable education institution. Education is only to teach you some things you don't know about some things you haven't really thought of. But education isn't it. It's not everything. That's why you can find an uneducated motherfucker who's a multimillionaire because he used his fucking head. And he does something that he knew he could do. So the only thing I want to do is use my sense of self, my education of knowing people and technology, and I just want to help some dudes get their shit together. That's all I'm trying to do. I mean, of course, I charge money, so if you want to limit it to that, you can say, well, you're making money. Well, fuck. Every one of you motherfuckers spit out, you know, game ain't free. So why shouldn't I get paid? Especially if I'm delivering. Oh, I forgot. You wouldn't know nothing about if I was delivering because you ain't in Sidewalk University. You don't get to hear all the things that supposedly they get from fucking with me. Confidence, yeah. Knowing what a conversation is, yeah. Knowing how to use a conversation as a tool or a weapon, yeah. Knowing how to see shit before it happens and avoid it. I mean, come on, there's so many things I could list that you get from this goddamn shit I got, because unless you're able to do what the fuck I'm talking about, your ass getting killed in them goddamn streets. So it's best you motherfucking either believe what I'm saying or just take for granted it's true. Because if you don't have your shit together, you ain't lasting. And I know it's hard to believe, but I'm one of the absolute best friends you can fucking have. You'll never meet a motherfucker in your life as knowledgeable and willing to share the knowledge as me. Period. Now, I know Muhammad Ali is the original one to say, I'm a bad man. But God damn it, I look in the mirror and can't help but say to myself, shit, I'm a bad man. I mean, that's something each and every one of you motherfuckers out there should want to be able to say about yourself. And be real when you say it. Contrary to popular belief, men are not born. Men are cultivated by the trials and tribulations that they experience, that they face, that they overcome. they'll be 4 to 18. I practice what I preach. I ain't a nigga that ain't scared of shit. I have fears today that I got to deal with periodically. And when I have to deal with them, shit, I get that same rush y'all be scared of. But you know, the one that makes you really feel you alive is the one that you scared of. Whatever the shit you trying to do, whatever it is for you, I hope it makes you feel as alive as I feel right motherfucking now. Because I'm telling you, I didn't really know what I was going to be doing as far as in the future. I only knew what I wanted to do. I only knew what I told myself I could do. And I designed a long-term plan. But why I knew it would work and everything would be covered is that I'm always on my ABP. Therefore, I don't just think something. I critically think about it. I critically think about anything I do. As long as I'm playing my hand, what I have thought about, I ain't worried about shit. So now, without having a full plan, I still made Sidewalk University work. I had a full plan as far as where I wanted to go. But what I knew and where I wanted to go wasn't shit compared to what I learned and where I needed to go. I still made my plan. And you see me living off it now. And I told you guys that my exploit on Blog Talk was going to turn into something big for me. And I meant what I say. And I say what I mean. Yeah. If you stay down, you gonna come up. Ain't no doubt about it. That's life. You get paid for living. You don't get paid for existing. That's why people have choices. Why the fuck do you think you have choices? Because if we didn't have choices, if we didn't have choices to make every goddamn day, we wouldn't be no more than animals living on instinct. Now, I am an animal because that's all I live on. But I've learned to trust my instinct. I don't just do shit on instinct because I want to do it, because I thought it. I'm an old motherfucker. 9 out of 10 things I do, I done did it, 100 times before. Most of us have human instinct on dealing with things. But most animals instinctively protect what they think. They just do. If they think this is my spot, you better not get to that spot. If they want whatever, they just go take it. They don't go ask nobody for it. What I'm saying is, we're not animals. You have to understand, if you don't make choices, you are an animal. You're just an animal. I get a lot of dudes who haven't bought my course, but they thinking about it. And I get tons of dudes that want to tell me what to do.
Man, you can sell that shit to me for $400.
Why the fuck can I do that? What makes you say I can do that? I am the owner of it, but... And then They want to, like, 40 emails about this shit. So, then I got one dude. He ain't going to get it, though. But I got one dude that's going to buy my whole library. He got, I don't know, 43, 45 little correspondents. He's just big and unk. So I finally tell this motherfucker, okay, because he's a kid, I guess he's in high school, and I gave him a hell of a deal. And let me tell you, this motherfucker, not even 20 minutes after the deal, emailed me and asked for some more free shit. I said, man, I done damn the gave this to you free, you motherfucking greedy bastard. And do you know that motherfucker reported to PayPal that I completely lied to him about what I was sending him, because I did not send him what I said I was sending. And I got the emails where he thanked me for the shit. So he can tell PayPal whatever the fuck he want to tell PayPal. I ain't going to do nothing but email him the goddamn email, our conversation, and they going to tell that motherfucker to go suck rocks. Because he's lying. He thought, he might not even be a high school student. He might have thought of all this to get to action, because he knew all the time he was going to try to get his money back. But let me tell all you motherfuckers something. I've been with PayPal 15 years. I've had 5 complaints maybe. One, every one of them. Ain't gonna lose none. Why? Because they done loaned me $64,000 over them years. And I done paid every dime. Shit. You think they gonna believe some motherfucker that's just lying and they can see he lying? You know why I do what I do? Because I critically think. Then how you gonna prove you did this shit? Don't throw no emails away. None of our business. Until it's like a month. Then you can get rid of that shit. Because I know motherfuckers are ain't shit. You know, they want to play on a motherfucker. I don't mind. I understand. You got to do what you got to do. But don't get mad at me because I see it. Motherfucker, you can't, you know. Yeah, this dude, fucking, listen to this. All these guys that's deciding, they're on the fence, or whatever. They don't know if they really want to do it, they want to do it. See, the reason you can't decide shit is because you haven't been honest with yourself. I tell you, honesty is key. If you are honest, you will realize that the decision ain't difficult worth a fuck. It's not difficult to make. All you gotta understand is what will benefit you as far as the decision you make. But no, you don't critically think, so you don't trust nothing you're thinking. So you don't do shit but procrastinate. I'm saying, I'm coming from me. You know, if you are honest, you're going to realize that whatever you need to decide is in whatever you know about making this decision. And if you can't separate or compartmentalize what you need to compartmentalize in order to make the decision, then you out of your league. Because what's the purpose of having confidence if when you want to do something and you have options, you're afraid to make a choice? What good is your confidence? I'm telling you, fellas. Confidence, just because you got confidence, it ain't going to make no goddamn decisions for you. It's only going to make you comfortable in your choices. But you do have to choose. At this point, oh, shit. I forgot, man. I'm supposed to be on a call tonight. I'm sorry, 641. What's that, brother? 641, are you there?
Can you hear me?
Speak up.
Can you hear me better there?
Wait a minute, man. Let me hit this beat. Let me turn my shit up. I can barely hear you, but go ahead, man.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you, what has made you made you want to be a critical thinker like you are?
What made me want to be what?
More critically think better.
Wait a minute. Okay, it was my shit. Hold on, let me turn this shit down. Okay, yeah, that's cool. All right, brother, it was me, man. It wasn't you. What made me want to be the speaker I am?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I really didn't want to be a speaker like this. It's just I did want to be a teacher. So I'm thinking. In the course of wanting to be a teacher, I be speaking like that. What prepared me for it? Being a pimp. Different women about the same thing, but you can't tell them the same thing. But whatever you tell them has to be going along with the same thing. And if you can't think of it, you just repeat yourself. And once they understand that that's all you're doing, then you ain't going to be able to have it. But you gotta come up with it. You got to come up fresh when you're talking. Every night, you go get your money. But then you look tonight, you give it some sort of speciality. Otherwise, tonight, baby, when you come in, I might come up there and hit that pussy. Something like that, just gotta be real adventurous. Did I answer that for you?
Yeah, but my question originally was that what made you a critical thinker? Like, what made you, I don't know, was that always in you, or were you all, because you mentioned critical thinking a lot.
Bro, critical thinking is essential. What made me a critical thinker is what I just told you. I fucking had to five, six women, you know, and then you got to talk to them every day. And then when you talk to them, you can't tell them the exact same shit. You know, if you do tell them the same shit, go get my money. So differently. So if you might want to be in a humorous mood with this broad, then you got to break her. So otherwise, if I'm just going over there and break her, you know, I'm going over there to get the money. I ain't getting a fuck with these things. I ain't really tripping on what I'm going to do. I ain't tripping on what I'm going to say. I was just going there to pull up my money. You go give me my money. But that's not the way to do it. You're supposed to go in there and act like you're environment that you're in. And you're upset because you didn't train this frog to know how to have you come in her out. At the same time, you looking for shit. And anything that she ain't goddamn do it, you ain't gonna fuck about it, but she gonna let her know, baby, look, my joint is gold. When I get here, I'll fuck around with this next shit happens. You gotta be like this. And them motherfuckers, they act, not just women, people. They react as long as you know what you want and you let them know what you want.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You good?
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, brother. question, to tell you the truth. People don't understand the power in critical thinking. Think of this. What if the motherfucking people at NASA only thought about going to Mars? Now, of course, they're going to think about coming back. But if they don't critically think anything that happened on the way to or from Mars, is going to shock the fuck out of them, and they ain't going to know what to do. Critical thinking is when you prepare yourself to handle any fucking thing concerning what you're doing, even shit you ain't never even thought of. Them motherfuckers don't know whatever pressure going to make this little thing, wherever it's at, break or crack. But they didn't thought about, well, what if this happened? And they simulated. Why? Because those motherfuckers have shit on their mind, and people's lives are in their hands. So they not bullshitting. They critically think about everything. You got something else, 641?
Yeah. Did your school, I know that you mentioned that you had schooling. Did it help you with your critical thinking, or were you just, I mean, what is your opinion on your schooling?
Oh, bro, I got a master's degree in teaching and learning technology. I don't know if you know this, but higher education does not want mm-hmm. you to read the answers that you learned in the lower course, high school shit, bachelor's shit, They don't want you thinking like that in the program. They want you to the information that you got. They want you to if you can't take the information that you got and make a viable point that you got some information that's 3 years old and they're asking you about this today, you have to take the information and you have to say whatever you think. And it has to be right, despite material means it's already been peer-reviewed and it's written and it's accepted as truth. So what I'm saying is, now you got to all those white people, they did none of the shit I did. None of it. So you do not think like me. I got a 4.0 listen. I got a 4.0. Graduated in my master's. Straight A. Want to know why? Because every answer I gave them was not the right answer according to the book. So what made it the right answer was his sight. He was not the right answer. What the fuck is going on back there? What made it the right answer was me citing material to support what I'm saying. Otherwise, 12 people can have 12 different ideas and ways to solve one problem. Now, which one do you pick is right? You pick whichever one you want to pick if you know it's right, is what I'm saying, because you can't rely on information being the same. Man, what do you do when you walk down the street going to the store and you're in a dangerous neighborhood? I don't know what you would do. I would just walk to the fucking store. Certainly, I would be motherfucking aware of my surroundings, and I would probably be making sure I look, you know, behind me and shit while I'm walking. But I wouldn't be sitting somewhere wondering what to do when I walk to the store. Because when I first pulled in that neighborhood, I already goddamn went through my scenarios. And even a scenario I didn't actually think of, I'm prepared for that one. Because I'm prepared for shit. Shit is open. It can be anything. It could be the police. It could be a robber. It could be a bribe. It could be anything. And I'm prepared for it. Now, do you understand that, caller?
Yeah, I got what you mean.
All right, brother. Thank you. Okay, you guys. See, the thing is, the reason, I think, 216, what's up, brother?
You 216,
what's happening?
You said...
Wait, stop. You're breaking up. I am not hearing you. Now, go ahead.
All right, I was saying, you said you go to one bitch house, and you tell her to join the enrolled...
Hey, where are you? Are you in a bad spot? Because you fade out. I'm missing damn near every other word.
I am, but I'm in a bad spot. I can call you back, though.
Do it. All right. See, what I'm saying, you have to be comfortable in your choices. Just have to be. And when you make those choices, you don't know the area. You just know what the choice is about. I know I'm in a hood. I could be in Ohio. I can be in New York. I could be in Texas. I could be anywhere. As long as I'm in the hood, I'm thinking like I'm in the hood. I ain't got to be in that hood to think that way. No, I'm in the hood. It's all the same. I'm on my toes. Period. That's how come we drove cross country, went everywhere. We wasn't welcome and still just living. Now, at this point, when you choose and your choice is what's needed, you feel a surge. And believe it or not, if you do your due diligence, if you do what you are supposed to do, you will undoubtedly make the right choice. That's making a belief. So, what the fuck do you do when you come to a fork in the road? It's hard to fucking decide which is the correct path. But in my book, either fucking path I choose, I have to do. Now, if I don't make a choice, I'll be stuck at the fork. Choices at times are difficult to make. But what will happen if you don't make one? This is what I'm saying. What will happen if you don't make one? Nothing will change. Most times when you're making changes, the initial information, as soon as you hear that shit, I mean, it just seems to jump right out at you, and you feel like, God damn, this just might be the right thing. Then some weeks go by, and you ain't so sure no more. Two things are happening at that point. And this is critical thinking. First, that answers the why the fuck am I not excited about this shit? Then you got to answer it. First thing is that information, when it was new, it was so new that you were thrilled to learn it. You were actually wanting to learn it. So that meant if you had to read something, if you had to watch something, you did it. But see, that's where you guys are procrastinators. You want it. But if it don't come in 5 minutes, you ain't fucking with it. You're not going to fuck with something that takes what my school makes you take. Because you're not in a controlled environment. You control everything and you ain't doing shit. It ain't like that at Sidewalk University. You don't control shit. You either do shit or get put out. And the average motherfucker don't want to spend $1,500. Get put out. So that means most of them motherfuckers follow instructions. They do what they're supposed to do. And they learn what they're supposed to learn. You should just hear their testimony. So, first of all, like I said, the information ain't new. You're not going as hard at it as you were when it was. But if you want what the shit has to offer, you gotta goddamn push yourself to get it. You can't get it because you want it. You have to want it, then you have to get it. I mean, it's that simple. When the shit was new to you, you was keen on using it, but once you saw it take work to really do this shit, you back off. You gotta tighten up. Stay down. Now, that's the first thing. The second thing, you're only now seeing that you have to put in genuine effort to get what's in here for you. This ain't gonna just come to you because you're reading. You gotta actually do these exercises. These exercises is what seals shit in your motherfucking feet. Because if you don't get the goddamn practice, how you know you can do it? Because you read it? Shit. That's bullshit. That's why motherfuckers don't have shit. Because you don't want nothing. Well, because you only want it. New information has to marinate. Not a long time. However long it takes you to critical think, that's marinating. But you ain't going to grasp real powerful information immediately. I mean, you just can't. New information sinks in quickly, but it has to settle into the person's environment, into how they live, before it shows its true value. Now, when I get new information, after I understand it, I look for the best environment to try it out in. That's me. That's what I do. I don't particularly care how someone feels about what I'm doing. If they voice their opinion, of course, I'm going to respond. But most times people don't, because it's my business. And as long as you think like that, I believe you can live problem-free. The only problems I have, I guess I have problems, but they're not financial, because I don't even think outside the realm of what I could do. I mean, I could afford this or that, but I hate straining to buy some shit. It's not just like readily available to me, like I'll be keeping some cash or whatever. And the motherfucker, when you get to a certain amount of money, not a certain amount, but whatever I want, however much that costs, I go look in the drawer. If I got it, I go get it. But I ain't going to the bank. I ain't pulling no goddamn money out to do it. It's because $800 and I got maybe whatever, $1,200 in the drawer. Shit, I'm taking that $800 and get what the fuck I want. And I do shit like that because of what I'm just saying. I think shit through, and I know me. I know I ain't going to the bank, but I do know I be wanting shit. So you got to figure a way where you can put some money up that you can use. Because my philosophy is just the bank don't have it no more. I got the first dollar I paid inside. But I don't think that's true. So I can't say that. But what I can say is that I'm very serious about what I'm doing. And my life is proof that being serious requires you to critically think about every fucking move you make. Every single one. If you do that without failure, you're going to have something. 641, what's up, brother?
Yeah, this is just a question that's far from what you're talking about right now, but what inspired you to write Single Mother Sees Your Son?
Did you read that book?
I skimmed through it. I'm about to read it.
What inspired me, man? They don't believe this shit. You know, the life I lived had a lot to do with how I was brought up. Not that I was brought up to be a pimp, but the way I was a pimp had my father and mother in me. And they had wounds. If your sister was in the bathroom, you can't go in the bathroom to use the bathroom. If something needs done that requires strength, none of your sisters can do it. You better do it. Now, otherwise, there was a little boy growing up to be a man, and there was a way for girls grow up to be women. I started, going over frog houses and shit, and I started noticing they would have a boy and a girl maybe a year apart, and the oldest one is 4. And one of them would be in the bathroom, and the other one would just go in there. And if it's the girl, she'd just go in there and sit down and pee. If it's the boy, he'd just go in there and stand up and pee. And the mama wouldn't say shit. So what I'm saying is this. If you don't do little boy shit, and you don't do little girl shit, you guys gonna grow up homogenized. You guys ain't gonna grow up to be real girls and real boys. You're going to grow up thinking that that's asexual bullshit. And what happened, what happened is a dude would call into my blog talk shows, and they all would be fucking scared to talk to women. They would have this with approaching a woman, this problem with keeping the conversation, which all led to me writing my goddamn course. Because what happened and why I wrote the book was that women unintentionally, when they're single mothers of sons, they cut their nuts off, man. They don't want the son looking under the girl's dress. They don't want to see the girl as fine. They don't want none of that. Why? because they hate the dad. And they don't want they don't want the son to grow up and be like that. So they keep, they keep the son from seeing shit in a male and female way. So otherwise, if you grow up and you really see girls and you want to talk to them, but you're scared, that's normal. Because you're going to overcome it. But today, they don't overcome it because they don't ever interact. I don't know how old you are. When we were kids, and Valentine's Day came at a certain point in school, in the class, they would say, time to hand out Valentine's. And you didn't get to sneak a Valentine, and we had to stand in a circle. And then if I wanted to give Phyllis the Valentine, I had to walk across the circle over there to Phyllis and give it to her. And she might say, no, I want to be your Valentine. Then that's getting rejection. You learning how to deal with rejection, but it's not in the rejection atmosphere because you're a kid. But at the same time, you're learning that shit. The way it is now, you can sneak a Valentine so through a text or all kind of stupid shit to keep you from being a boy. Now, that's why I wrote that book, man.
Wow. Okay.
Hey, think of this. There was a lot of shit in there, I said, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That's because I critically think about everything I fucking write, everything that I think. I want whoever's reading it to understand the ups and downs, the lefts, the rights, the highs, the lows, everything. So I ask myself all the stuff, who, what, when, where, and why. Remember those 5 W's.
Mm-hmm.
Questions. Go ahead.
Hold on. Let me see if I can find it. Oh yeah. why you counsel men? Why don't you? I mean, have you ever thought about counseling women?
No, I don't counsel women, but I can, but I don't, because women.
Why?
Because they don't want to like you. Women will not just be counseled, especially by somebody who got a reputation. They gonna want to get involved with that motherfucker. The whole bunch of shit is gonna happen fucking with them. And the ones that call into my show, I end up fucking with them, but they all end up crazy because, you know, what, let's say some bitch that called in on the show and I was talking to her, I get at it, she give me her number. Once I start talking to the bitch, anytime I say something, anytime I start to say something, man, oh, don't try to run your show on me. You know, you ain't teaching me. You know, they want everything to be what they think it is instead of, bitch, damn, how I'm like this in real life. That's why I teach it.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
All right.
All right, bro. I appreciate you, man. Hey, hey, hit my email, man. I'm gonna hit my email. Make sure you put your area code in the first three digits in the email. I'm gonna send you a really dope book, bro.
Okay.
Free. Just hit my email.
This is Jordan Sosa, by the way.
This is Jordan Sosa.
Yeah.
No wonder them goddamn questions, man. This one of my early graduate. Jordan, right on.
Right on, man. Right on.
These goddamn good questions from. Hit me, man.
All right, man.
So, man, I only was going to do an hour today. It's Sunday. And what I want to say to you guys, I'm very serious. Motherfuckers don't think. Motherfuckers are afraid to think. And I don't care what you say. I don't care how you explain it. There is no excuse for being afraid to accept what you think. You're either thinking the right thing or the wrong thing. And if it's the wrong thing, you would rather stop thinking. Well, what about the right thing to think? I ain't just going to stop thinking it because it's wrong. I'm going to stop thinking it because it's wrong. I know it's wrong. This is what's right. If I can do that with everything, and if you do that with every motherfucking thing, you are not going to suffer. You are not going to suffer none of the shit.
313,
what's up?
What's up, Matt? What's up, my happy Father's Day, Bud, just ride.
Hey, what's happening?
What's up, Matt? My question is, what would be the best way to handle a betrayal?
Handle a trail?
Betrayal, like somebody betraying you.
Oh, betrayal. What's the best? Bro, first of all, I mean, you can't get that much to no bra where you feel like she betrayed you.
No, I'm saying more like peers.
Oh, partners?
Yeah, like your boys or something. Yeah, yeah. No,
oh, you got to not fuck with them, man. So you got to still cut them off if they do some fucked up shit. Can't be mad. You can't fight. You know, you just look. You know, don't speak to them. You just, you know, can't be mad at them. Whatever they did, that's what it cost for you to find out who they were. That's why you got to, you pay for everything, bro. So what I'm saying is when something jump off and it's real fucked up, well, that's what it costs you to learn it. And unless it's something you can't let go. Unless it's that, if it's that, then you got to act accordingly. But I'm telling you, bro, when you just say you just paid for that lesson, you don't even care about it. It's over. Because once you pay for your driver's license, you ain't tripping. It's the same way. You got to make yourself see life to make you think smarter, not harder. Life, if you think and you critically think, you're going to live a much smoother life. It's not going to be problem-free, but problems won't be problems. They'll be just things to solve. And that's how you got to look at it, right? This ride in the class?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, drive. All right, bro. 216, what's up?
What up? Hey, you said you tell a bitch if your joint ain't rolled up, you're going to go to the next bitch, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so what if at the moment you don't got a bitch, though? You feel me? How do you don't got no levers to use?
Huh? Did you say we only have one bra?
No, we don't have any. You're trying to get that baby, but you don't have any right now.
Well, why would I want her to roll my joint if I don't have no bitch? She ain't my bitch.
Right.
I don't get your question, bitch.
So I'm saying, this is my question. So I'm saying, you get at her different if you don't got a bitch than if you got other hoes. You get at her a little bit different.
Hey, see what I'm saying? Hey, you guys, this is what I'm talking about. Hey, what I'm saying is instead of this motherfucker taking what I said, using whatever he can with it, and making some sort of scenario, he says go ask. Oh, it's better to... Motherfucker, I said my bitch. And if the bitch ain't my bitch, don't you think I'm going to say something different to her? I'm going to come at her differently? I mean, that's a no-brainer. Don't make any sense. Now, if you wanted to make sense because you wasn't clear, clarify it so I can hear it, man. Now, what?
My bad. But my phone be cutting out and yours is. I ain't, my bad. But no, I was just saying, I hear what you're saying. You're going to come at her different. That was my whole thing. If you don't got a hoe at the moment, the way you coming at, potential broad, is it different than if you had hoes? Or you still stand on your principles and your manhood?
Man, what the fuck is going on where you had all that goddamn background noise? Why are you trying to mix the shit up, man? If the bitch ain't mine, I don't expect shit from her. While I'm getting at her, I don't expect this bitch to be able to do what I want. How the fuck is that going to happen? She can't do what I want till I tell her. This is what I'm saying, you guys. You just want everything to fit in some little bag so you can reach in there and get your answers. You don't want to do no thinking. Dude, I hate that about y'all. You don't want to think about shit. You just want to ask the question. Fucking fuck, motherfucker. 678.
Hey, brother.
Yeah, what's that, bro?
Rosebud.
What, man? What's happened? What's the question?
Oh, what's up, brother? Blessings to you. I was just making sure I was connected. I wanted you to talk on the difference when you say you're getting at them and you have to have tools. And you talk about having to be a man and your confidence. And I want you to brush up on the difference between that, because I see a lot of peeps out there. They get them with the finesse and everything. But I remember there was this one time when I was in Vegas, and I saw this person who, like, didn't qualify. He was pretty much an ugly-ass nigga, you know, from just the looks. But he could have had two bras with him. That was paying him. You feel me? So I'm saying, there's a difference. I'm just saying, you don't have to have all that in order to do that.
And let me block this one. I don't like to talk, but all you doing is talking. You fucking ask the question, but instead of letting me answer it, you're going to explain every motherfucking angle of the goddamn question like I'm a nut. I done told your motherfucking ass. And everybody that listened to me,
I know motherfuckers that got one eye, one arm, motherfucking face burnt, motherfucker fat as fuck. Every one of them motherfuckers got 5-6 bitches. Ain't got nothing to do with none of the shit you motherfuckers be talking. You, whatever the fuck you be thinking. All you do is think whatever's going to let you not do shit. That's all any of you do. You think of whatever is going to make you say, oh, man, fuck that. You don't think of what's going to make you go get it. That's the difference between me and you. Good baby-thinking motherfuckers, man, want to ask questions. The fuck want to ask, answer questions all the time. Jordan, come on, man.
Yeah, I was just thinking about your book. And what I'm thinking is that people overthink, and they go back to what your book says about what mom expects of them to do. So say they want to do something.
Jordan, you're 100% right. They overthink it. Listen, but overthinking is not really thinking about it. Overthinking it is trying to impress yourself that you can't do it. That's what overthinking is. Because 9 out of 10 times when you overthink something, you fucking can't do it or it's a problem. Is that right or wrong?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what I'm saying is overthinking it is not good for a lot of reasons. But the main reason is that when you overthink something, you're just thinking over and over about what you can't do about whatever it is you're thinking.
Yeah, it causes a problem.
It does, bro. Excuse me.
Hey, what's up, bud? This is Paul.
Paul, what's happening?
Hey, nah, man. I just been holding it down. So check this out, right? I want to know how you would handle this. How would you talk to your grandfather? Because my granddad got a situation going. My damn cousin's living in his house. And his house getting shot the fuck up while he's sleeping. It ain't just happened one time. It happened twice. So I've been asking them, granddad, what you years? They got to find somewhere to go.
Paul.
But they still been there. Yeah.
Paul, you got to get at me.
Yeah.
As a personal tip, you got my number. Call me.
Got you.
This is too personal, man. Call me.
I got you.
All right. 224, what's up?
Hey, bud, man, I just wanted to say Happy Father's Day. I appreciate everything you do. That's all I wanted to do, just say Happy Father's Day. You know I'm going to drop another 20 on that Cash App. You know how I do. So,
I appreciate you, man. I appreciate you more than you know, brother, because without real motherfuckers, I just wouldn't be. I don't know where I'd be, man.
Yeah. Yeah, no, listen, y'all be teaching me so much, man. But Happy Father's Day. You love and appreciate your day, man. And shit, keep doing what you do for us. But love you.
All right, man, for sure. 815, what's up?
I'm just calling to let you know as a viewer, we can't hear you on YouTube. I don't know if your mic off, but we can't hear you at all. That's all I wanted to say, if you just turn on your mic so we can hear you. We can hear the callers, but we can't hear you.
You can't hear me?
Like, we barely. It's like your mic not on. Like, we can hear the callers when people call, but we can't.
Just,
like,
hear
if
me.
You have...
But did I turn it on now?
Well, I'm on the phone. I can't tell from YouTube, 'cause I got my YouTube off while I'm on the phone, but I was just saying, as a viewer for the last 20 minutes, we couldn't really hear you.
Okay, bro. I appreciate that, man, and I'll handle it.
All I gotta do is figure out what's going on with these headphones and shit. So, you know, it's three different volume levels I gotta deal with. So I'll get it, man. Thanks.
All right.
909, what's up?
Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, brother.
Well, that other guy's tripping. I could hear you perfectly.
On YouTube?
Yeah.
All right, man. Thanks, bro.
Yeah, no, your mic's perfect, bro. Happy Father's Day.
Same to you, brother. If you're a father. All right,
you guys. Check chat, too.
All right. Hey, you guys, check this out. What I'm really thinking about is this. You know, I appreciate this shit that the kudos that you guys be giving me, man. And I am a dad, and my daughter did, you know, say Happy Father's Day and shit. But the shit coming from y'all be, I don't know, man. It damn near be more up to me. Shit. 601, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, bud? It's Brian.
Brian, what's happening?
Man, I just wanted to say Happy Father's Day and that you really and truly appreciate it. And I don't even think you know just how valuable these YouTube shows is, man, because thanks to you, now that I get my own identity, I ain't trying to be nobody else, I wake up with a whole lot of joy just because it's a new day. And I just want to say Happy Father's Day, man.
Bro, wait. You saying that fucking with the brother, you didn't came into a new understanding of who the fuck or what the fuck you are, and it brought you joy, this new thing that you've seen?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. It's like when I wake up, it's like I get excited for tomorrow just because it's tomorrow. It ain't got to be nothing special happening or nothing today. I just, like, I woke up this morning, I said, man, it's Sunday. It's a new day, and I'm Brian. You know, I know that I'm me.
It is something special going on. And you know what it is? It's what the fuck you thinking.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
The way you bring in that right now, it can be for every day from now on. You ain't got to change none of it. And it won't
yes,
be
sir.
Old. And it won't be repetitive. Because each day is new. Just like you said, man.
Yeah, man, but I just want to tell you Happy Father's Day and Happy Father's Day to the men of your family.
All right, brother. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir. All right.
Well, you guys, I'm finna fuck it. You guys, you see my grin. You know when I'm real. I bullshit a lot now. Don't get me motherfucking wrong. I bullshit a lot. And today, I don't know, I just came in here since I wanted to try these phones out. I set up the show real fast. You see, I ain't even smoke no weed. I didn't even roll a joint, you know, and, man, I hate to be off like that. But I don't give a fuck if this was a bomb show. I'm out.